If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
WGN Chicago.
Live from downtown Chicago, this is the dedication of the WGN Radio Walk of Fame and the induction of the 2014 honorees on 720 WGN.
Our special from Pioneer Court continues now. Thoughtful talk, cerebral conversation, intelligent interaction and discovery, the most prominent thinkers in the world as guests. A show like that could never work on commercial radio. Well, tell that to Milt Rosenberg. For almost 40 years, starting in 1973, Dr. Rosenberg held down the late-night shift at WGN on extension 720. And Milt, I'll try to use some big words in just a minute, I promise. He was always erudite, it's not a bad one, but not stuffy. His wit and humor always came through, whether the topic was foreign policy, world history, science, or the arts. Listening to his show is like attending the most interesting college class in every subject with a teacher who always brought out the most fascinating facts and figures, stories, and sidebars from the guest speakers. And what guests they were. Henry Kissinger, Jimmy Carter, Margaret Thatcher, Norman Mailer, Carl Sagan, Colin Powell, David Brinkley, just to name a few. And I think the best, the most satisfying aspect to those interviews Milt conducted was there never was a wasted question, never a wasted moment. Every second counted and was meaningful in some way. I doubt if any other radio station in the country ever employed a host who was a PhD or a recipient of the National Humanities Medal. Milt, of course, is both and more, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago, author, and now an official WGN radio legend. Milt, thanks for helping make WGN unique in the world of radio, for steering our nighttime ship through your thoughtful and refined sea of intelligent conversation for all those years. As President George Bush said in 2008 when he gave you that medal, we appreciate how you brought the world of ideas to millions of listeners. And now, folks, get your thesaurus out and ready as we welcome Milt Rosenberg to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
Dr. Rosenberg, I don't know if you're taking questions. One of the great things about Milt is that he would honor the presence of anyone who was of an equal intellect, such as myself. So, Milt, when you the rumor is you would hire producers only after they passed a basic knowledge test. A, is that true? And B, is there any question that I could get correct?
Yes. No, probably not. But I could give you one of the questions.
All right, one of the questions, Bob. This is the lightning round.
I have to look at Kathy and Judy's hands where the answers are written.
Yes, what is the question, Doctor?
Name three British authors of the 19th century.
Three British authors of the 19th century.
We're out of time for Dr. Rosenberg,
That's
but
a
thank
shame.
You very much.
The only one I could think of is the one that did the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More professor or talk show host? What would you describe your career as?
Professor of talk show hosting. One of the most fascinating programs we did it every year, at least once, was Adventures in the Talk Trade. You participated a number of times.
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
This is how you hold a microphone.
Yes, it's his first day.
Well, you guys at radio really
I'm putting that on my resume that I showed Dr. Milton Rosenberg how to use the microphone.
Well, I used to get a real microphone on a desk, you know.
That's true.
Where were we?
You were talking about your fabulous career and how much you appreciated what I do.
More professor or talk show host. The real measure of that is that I finally resigned from the university and stayed with the radio. I went emeritus, as they call it, which means you're retired as a professor some 10 years ago. I didn't go emeritus in radio till about 2 years ago.
And you are still doing it, by the way. You should know your podcasts are available now.
They are, for a small price.
Milt needs a new pair of shoes. Bob, a final question for Milt?
Well, Milt, I've always wondered about the shows you like to listen to on radio. Were there any?
Well, that was one of them, talking with talk show hosts about the nature of this trade.
Were there other shows, though, that you listened to?
Well, inevitably, we were deeply drawn into politics and the confusion and the controversy and the cacophony of American politics. So we did a lot of that. Dick Ciccone, who used to be managing editor up in this building, was one of my great guests, together with three other guys who sort of comprised the A-team. And the A-team is still with me on the weekly podcast that we do. We're now doing it again from WGN Studios, and it's posted up on the WGN website, as I understand it.
Well, I think that's fair enough. The answer to that question, Milt's favorite show was Extension 720.
There
Simple
you are.
Simple as that. And so was ours. Congratulations, Milt.
Thank you very much.